Allison.
Evan.
I was wearing my power socks, so I felt like I had all the power. And I had to abuse it.
What a weirdly horrible quote.
I don't know. That was, I mean, it's harder to mine for certain quotes in these
it
greatest
is,
seasons
you
ever.
You don't get all the greatest quotes ever necessarily.
Just I mean, that was a great seasons. Great quote. I think that was what my boy Clint.
Yeah, your boy Clint.
I can't wait to talk about him later. He was a character.
He was. Well, everybody, welcome to week two of The Bachelor Greatest Seasons Ever.
Yes.
I'm Allison Gunnell.
I'm Evan Delaney. And this is, I don't think you said it, but this is Batch Please.
This is Batch Please.
If you don't know by now, what are you doing?
We're excited to be here and have some past things to talk about. It's very interesting because I watch all these seasons when they happened.
Yeah.
So these are all brand new to Evan and they're little refreshers for me.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about. We had Caitlin Bristowe season last night.
Yeah, but I think there's some more important news to get to first.
And let's talk about it.
We've got a new Bachelor.
We have a new Bachelor.
Already.
We sure do, which is very not traditional for the franchise to announce the Bachelor A, this soon in year, and B,
or during a global pandemic.
Or C, when the Bachelorette season hasn't even happened yet, because traditionally it is someone who is chosen from that season, or it at least isn't announced until that season kind of comes close to an end. And if this would have been normal life, Claire's season would have already been almost done.
She'd be engaged.
Yeah, this would have been done. So yeah, Matt James was announced as the new Bachelor. He's also the first Black Bachelor.
Historic.
Yeah, so that's a big deal for the franchise. So he, if you don't know who Matt James is, a lot of people are kind of like, cool, but like, who is this guy? He is actually Tyler C's best bud. He was part of the little quarantine crew on TikTok with him and Hannah B. And he also was going to be a contestant on Claire's season. That hasn't happened yet. And he, apparently not known to Claire, was chosen as the Bachelor and obviously removed from her season. So,
well, yeah. So I was reading some stuff, and I guess the producers kind of fell in love with Matt as they got to know him through the early stages of the casting process and all of that. And they kind of had this inkling in the back of their mind that this guy could very easily be the next Bachelor. And, you know, in the wake of the past 2 weeks, and we spoke with the Bachelor Diversity Campaign last week about the need and urgency to cast a Black lead for the 25th season. And, you know, part of me thinks that the ABC and the producers on that were kind of responding to that. Yeah. And you know, I don't think it's the wrong choice. I'm actually happy that it's not someone who's been in the system for a while.
Yeah.
I think that'll be super refreshing. It's still someone who is a part of Bachelor Nation. Like, it's,
yeah.
You have to dig a little deeper to get to know him. But I mean, he's pretty well known amongst like the inside Bachelor circles.
Like ourselves.
Such as us. I mean, you know, it's.
Yeah, I think it's cool because, you know, we haven't had someone who hasn't actually been on another season. So it's really interesting, except for obviously when the show first started and they didn't have any seasons. But it's really interesting that this is a true, fresh kind of start. Kind of a new way to go about the show, and I'm kind of hoping that maybe doing it like this or everyone knowing that this is a chance kind of weeds out some of the people who go on the show just to be the next Bachelor Bachelorette. Hopefully kind of weed some of that out, but I think we can all agree that Matt James is a very good looking gentleman.
Dude's ripped, man.
He's very, very ripped, and I'm excited to watch him. I think it might be like, I don't know, we might even get to see more of a genuine story because he is new to TV. You know, like, he doesn't know the games that you have to kind of play and like the way to kind of go about the formula because he hasn't been on any version of the show.
He also has some insider info though from his boy.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, and he also has the salmon jacket apparently.
He does. So he did his little announcement kind of interview on Good Morning America with no pants. And the salmon jacket.
Honestly, that's how I do all my Zoom meetings anyways.
The
no
famous
pants.
Salmon jacket. I hope it comes back. I hope he wears it like night one, limo, exit night.
I feel like he has to
wear it.
Yeah.
It's too much of a good story.
I know, but I'm super looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're excited about that. So this is a good step for Bachelor Nation, and hopefully there's more good things to come from all this. So we're excited to see what happens.
I anticipate them being able to figure out a way to film. I think there's an announcement coming. I kind of feel it in my bones a little bit.
Well, one big question on everyone's mind with this announcement was like, wait, what happened to Claire's season? Are we just skipping it all together? And they have come out and said, no, it is still happening. We are doing her season first.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's been said is that it'll be in the fall sometime, probably, and that Matt's season of The Bachelor would be in the winter.
Yeah.
So what that looks like and what that means, we don't really know, or when they're going to get cleared to be able to film, if they can travel, anything like that is still kind of up in the air. But yeah, we do have a feeling that that'll be, I bet that'll be announced in the next week or two.
Yeah, and Mike Fleiss tweeted, I think a couple of days ago, that he's looking forward to getting filming going. It seemed a little bit cryptic.
Like something's coming, something's happening.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see how that pans out. One thing we do want to add, so we mentioned earlier, we talked last week to the Bachelor Diversity Campaign. They're obviously super happy about Matt James being casted. So they actually updated one of their statements to say, "While we're thrilled for this initial step, we still believe it is important to hold ABC and Warner Brothers accountable to ensure that Matt and his cast is handled responsibly." So a couple of new things that they're asking, or actually really the same things that they were asking, but the things that they want to ensure for Matt's season are that, you know, they're sensitive to the unique challenges of the role. They're providing mental health support for not only Matt, but also for the people on the show. A zero tolerance policy for racism, both on and off screen. That's that should be a no-brainer.
Yeah, it should be.
thoroughly and responsibly vetting contestants, so you get no one with White Lives Matter pass on social media. Shout out Victoria F.
Yikes. Well, that, I mean, that's a big one. And we talked last week with the woman from the Bachelor Diversity Campaign about this, but there's been several instances where a contestant would go on the show and then afterwards, you know, pretty rough tweets or posts or whatever were found. So I'm not confident how intense the vetting process usually is, but hopefully moving forward, that's a little more strict.
Yeah, a couple other things. Hiring more BIPOC employees and giving them a stronger voice in production, along with equal compensation. Again, these things should be no-brainers. It's kind of sad that we have to, you know, even say it, that it's not, that's not equal yet. They want to take an active role in educating viewers about racism and corresponding injustices that go along with it. And then definitely just avoiding to stereotype, tokenize, or exotify really anyone of any ethnicity on the show. And I think, especially when they go to different countries, they have an issue exotifying it.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it feels a little uncomfortable. And they still want a formal apology from ABC and Warner Brothers. So that's their updated statement.
So again, this is a great step and everyone's really excited about it. So hopefully more great things to come, and we're excited to see.
Yeah, and we're totally on board with that. So keep up the good work, guys.
And what we're also excited about was last night's episode
of
Bachelor Greatest Seasons of All Time, featuring my girl, Caitlin Bristowe. Greatest Seasons Ever. I love Caitlin. I have always loved Caitlin. I listen to her podcast.
Okay.
Big fan of Caitlin.
Better than ours, or like about the same?
I mean, it's
slightly worse.
Probably about the same. Ours is pretty great. I love Caitlin, though. She is one of my absolute, if not, she might be my absolute favorite bachelorette.
Really?
Wait till the whole thing's over, because I need like refreshers on all these, but I love Caitlin.
Yeah. So we get
lots to talk about here.
We get Chris Harrison is home again. I think he kind of toned down like the goofy weirdness, but it was still definitely there.
His poor son. His poor son has got to be like, please stop making me be on
camera. And every time it's like, Dad, you say it's the most dramatic season every season.
Right?
Come on, Dad, you're embarrassing me. So
I would love to know what Chris Harrison's kids think of all of this.
Oh, I want them to host their show.
I do too. I would love to know what they think. So again, we started at Chris Harrison's home, gave us a little preview into what we were looking at. And this season, unlike any other one we've ever had, actually started with two bachelorettes. So that is wild. Is
cool as hell.
So it was Caitlin and it was Britt,
yes,
both from Chris Soule's season.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Soule, who is currently dating Victoria F.
Oh,
and also,
yikes.
Like, had like he kind of killed someone a little bit.
What?
Like a hit and run kind of situation. Someone died. It was a whole mess. So.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. So I don't think they're going to show Chris Soule's season. But anyway, so we have Caitlin and Britt. So it's really awkward. The guys come out of the limo and kind of go up to whichever girl they're like kind of feeling more. And then it's almost like a weird survivor kind of thing where they put a rose in the box of like,
yeah,
Britt or Caitlin. And then Chris Harrison has to go tell them like, you're not the bachelorette. You are the bachelorette. Kind of weird. Notice they never did that again. People did not like it.
Well, I sort of like it, but at the same time, I like it from an intrigue standpoint. I definitely think it's sort of wrong to...
I don't like that it's, like, basically pitting them against each other. Like, it's making the guys be like, well, I just met you, so you're hotter than you, so I'm going to pick you.
Yeah, and it's not even like, I just met you, this is crazy. Like, here's my number.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. But it's yeah, I see the pitfalls of it. I think like as a viewer, it's super interesting. But yeah, I can also see how it's problematic.
Yeah, a little weird. So we all know that Caitlyn was chosen as the Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. Also, going back to the way that Chris Harrison like delivered the news.
Oh, that was so rough. He was like, so the men have chosen.
Drug it out.
And they have picked a girl to be the Bachelorette. And they've made a decision.
And here's what that decision is.
And what that decision is.
One got more roses than the other.
Is that one of you got more than the other? Yeah, it was rough.
Now, did they operate on like a popular vote? Was there an electoral bachelor college with this?
It was a strict how many roses did you get versus you.
Okay, cool. I kind of like that system.
Britt handled it pretty well. I mean, she was bummed.
Devastated.
She was bummed in the limo, but like in front of Chris Harrison and stuff, she handled it. I think it was nice that Caitlyn's first thing she said was, is Britt okay? How is she?
Yeah.
I liked that because like, no one would have really expected her to do that, and they would expect her to be super excited, which she was, but I thought it was nice that, like, her first thought was to check in.
Yeah. So, unlikely we see that format again.
Yeah, that will never happen again.
I feel like, well, we'll get to it later. I feel like the season kind of broke a lot of rules.
So many rules.
But, again,
so
we'll get
many
to
rules.
It. So, I want to talk.
Where do we want to start?
Let's kind of do what we did last week and just sort of highlight some
the
of the guys,
to keep
the main players, the main okay. storylines, and then kind of finish, obviously, with the final two.
Yeah, which again, being, also an interesting ending, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
So the first guy I want to talk about is Jared.
Yeah, Jared. What a goofball.
He, first of all, 1,000,000,000% looks like Ashton Kutcher.
You think?
Yes.
Really?
I think it's not even a question.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know that I see that.
Like, it's not as much as the unkempt Ashton Kutcher from like Punk, but more of like a put together Ashton Kutcher.
I don't know that I see that, but okay. Jared is goofy. Caitlyn is goofy. They got along super well. A lot of chemistry. They seem to hit it off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
She was a big Jared guy.
Well, he was the only dude that wasn't like a beefcake on
yeah.
that season
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he was one of the only ones. I have to say, like, well, Caitlyn's group, so many of them ended up going on to do other Bachelor-related things, which obviously we'll get to, but Jared... Yeah. One of those people. So something interesting was they did not show a lot of the goodbyes, mm-hmm. but they didn't show Jared leaving or what yeah. led to his leaving. It was kind of like, Jared's great. I have a lot of connection with him. I can see him being my husband. And then they like moved on to a different person, which
yeah.
is kind of weird.
And Chris even said that like Jared was blindsided that he was let go of yeah. the fantasy suites.
So that was kind of weird, but everything worked out great for Jared. So if you watched last night or if you didn't, a little bit more about what kind of went down with Jared after the show. Jared went on to Bachelor in Paradise, where he met Ashley I, mm-hmm. who also came from Chris Sewell's season. So Ashley and Caitlyn knew each other. They were all in the same season. And Ashley and Jared on Paradise, like, started dating. And Ashley was, like, all in, like, I love Jared. Like, this is it, me and Jared. And he broke up with her. It did not work out. She mm-hmm. was devastated. She went on to go do Bachelor Winter Games. She ended up with someone on that. She ended up with Kevin on that show, and then all of a sudden her and Jared reconnected and started dating again
mm-hmm.
and then got engaged and are now married. So, you know, I mean, going on these shows, like, you can a lot of people, maybe not a lot is the right word, but there is definitely a handful of people who have ended up finding somebody to marry or date or whatever that wasn't necessarily their season, but
yeah.
on another like Paradise type thing.
Yeah.
So her and Jared are married, very much in love. It was very awkward. Like, he felt really awkward commenting on the season in front of her. And she was like, it's fine, it's fine. And he was like, I don't know.
They kind of joked about it. And he was talking about how first of all, he mentioned they went to Ireland and saw the Cranberries, which, like, why can't we get cool bands
like
that anymore?
I was wondering how you were going to react to that, because you're a big Cranberries guy.
Dude, love the Cranberries.
And there's always weird, like, country singers that, like, half of them we've never heard of.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to freaking Jake Owen or Rodney Hutcher, but I don't want to do that.
No, I know. I wish that hopefully they get better concerts.
Also, RIP lead singer of the Cranberries died a couple years ago.
Oh, yikes. I'm sorry to hear that.
Killer voice. Okay.
So that was the Jared story. So Jared and Ashley, very happy now. So that was that. Jared, I just feel like they didn't. A lot of the people on this week compared to last week, I don't feel like they showed the endings enough.
Well, I think they really drove home the Nick thing a little
bit
more.
That was like the main point, which we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so who's up next? You want to talk about Clint and JJ?
Let's talk about Clint and JJ.
Their bromance. This is a funny development because Evan sent me a text while he's watching this. And he's like, oh, man, I love the Clint and JJ bromance. Like, this is so great. This is so me. And his roommate's name is Brendan. He's like, this is so me and Brendan. Like, this is great.
Like, and we would just go and hang out together.
I just didn't respond. I just, yeah. Like, and then, like, a couple minutes later, he was like, ah, never mind.
Yeah, I couldn't believe JJ fucking...
They both turned out to be such tools.
More so JJ than the other, I feel like.
Because JJ was like a liar.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, Clint, I think you owe, you know, all of us here an apology. And he's like, what the hell?
Yeah, that was so uncalled for.
That was wild.
She, at one point, I think it was Clint, and he said that she's going to get rid of the boys for being boys, which, like, might have been one of the funniest, like, reasons to get rid of somebody. And to, like, defend yourself for is just the boys being boys. But sometimes, Allison, you got to let the boys be boys.
You know, you don't, actually.
Especially on a show where you're trying to find your wife.
Of course, yeah. Because I will say that their bromance was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very funny.
It was really funny. So, hopping a little... Okay, so then after the Clint JJ bromance thing, Hannah Ann and Madison popped in for a weird little interview.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little awkward. I don't know. I felt like it was kind of like we're over that. I don't know. Like, Chris Harrison's asking them questions about Peter, and it's so clear that neither of them give a shit about Peter and don't want to talk about him.
Yeah.
And Madison was like trying, Hannah Ann wasn't even trying to pretend like she cared about him at all.
Yeah.
Madison's like, no, I just like wish him the best and whatever. And Hannah Ann is like rolling her eyes, like, yeah. Could not care less about Peter.
Yeah.
I think we need to move on from the Peter storyline altogether.
It's so uninteresting.
We're over it. We're done with it.
You want to talk about our good friend, our pal, our buddy, our dude, Ben Higgins?
Yeah, so Ben was one that, it was interesting, they really barely showed him.
But, to be fair, his season is next week,
right,
so maybe
but they
that's
barely
why.
Showed him and Caitlin, which I thought was weird. I thought they would have shown a little more of why he became the Bachelor, like parts of his, like, you know, why they connected and what about him people like so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty clear, he's very smooth. Talking dude, he's very good I mean, okay, so the sex ed date, he crushed it,
destroyed it,
like
was the
I
best.
Mean, I was like, I was dying watching this, like, it's
yeah.
Hilarious.
I feel like I learned a lot too during
did
that,
you
because I know nothing about any
you're right
of this
you're
stuff.
Right, yes. So having the guys explain, which I thought was hilarious, they were child actors.
Yeah, I before she even said
so
that
fun.
I was like, oh, these have to be child actors, there's no way any
no.
Like public or even
school
private
would
school
be like,
is,
yeah,
like,
come teach these
yeah,
kids about sex.
Get a bunch of jabronis out here talking about vaginas.
Right.
Like, sure.
It was honestly hilarious, though. But Ben crushed it by
yeah.
being like, yeah, you know, I'm here. I'm going to pretend to be the sperm. Caitlin's the egg. Like, it was great.
Yeah.
It was so great. Well, I think that was, like, one little glimpse, but I did think it was weird. Obviously, like Evan said, Ben's season's next week, which we're super pumped about. We love Ben. But... it's just, I don't know, they barely showed him.
How far did he even make it? Because,
he made
like
it
you
pretty
said,
far.
They didn't show exits.
Yeah.
Did
I mean,
make
he
it
made
to Fantasy Suites?
I don't think so. I don't remember how exactly far he made it.
Okay. I may have feel like he...
He made it far.
Yeah. All right, well...
I don't know.
You're supposed to know these things. You're not knowing them, so...
My God, it was like 5 years ago. I don't remember
yeah.
how far everyone made it. But... we love Ben, so we're excited to talk about that next week, about his season. So, Ian was...
I don't remember Ian.
Ian was the guy who roasted Caitlin and was like, I actually think you're
okay.
insincere.
I didn't remember his name, and I wrote down, like, someone...
That was awful. He was like, I actually think that, like, you aren't here for the right reasons. And, like, you just came to make out with a bunch of dudes and, like, hook up. And, like, I don't think you're the right person. She was so offended.
I don't think he was wrong in saying that she's not the right person.
The
for
way
him.
He, but the way he said it was so disrespectful.
It sort of reminds me of how, and these are not like apples to apples, but they're similar in the root of the issue, is how Luke P and Hannah confronted each other.
I just think that like, if this guy was like, hey, Caitlin, I just want to talk to you. Like, look, you know, you're a really cool girl, but like, I honestly don't really think that,
yeah.
You know, I don't feel the strong connection. I think it's better for me to go. You focus on these relationships and I'll get back to my life, whatever. I think she would have been like totally like respect,
mm-hmm.
like she would have respected that and been like, hey, thanks for being honest.
Yeah.
But the way he approached it was basically like slut shaming her It was just the way he said, like, you're trying to make a bunch of dudes and like you're not even here for like love, and I actually am. And I was like, oh yikes.
Yeah,
it was not good. It was not pretty. She was not pleased by that whole thing.
So I obviously wasn't watching at the time, and you know, when the thing with Hannah went down,
yeah,
there was a lot of talk about, you know, being like comfortable in your sexuality and like being free and being able to do that, which I think like everyone has a right to.
And Caitlin was honestly, which we'll get to this more, was like the first bachelorette who really like owned that.
Well, I kind of want to talk about that because like at the time this happened, what was the conversation around it?
Yeah, I mean, well, there was a lot of dramatics. I mean, we'll get to the Nick Vile stuff in a sec, but you know, we all know that Caitlin, you know, slept with him before Fantasy Suite Week. People roasted her. Like, people were not into that.
Yeah.
I mean, people judged her really hard for it, and which I don't think is fair at all. Let's just go into it. Okay, so Nick Vile, which those who do not know, Nick Vile was also the runner-up on Andy Dorfman's season.
Mm-hmm.
So Andy's season, that was where Nick kind of got his intro into the Bachelor universe. He then shows up week 4 of Caitlin's season with Ashley I
mm-hmm.
on a date and is like, hey, I really like you. They had struck up a bit of a flirty friendship prior to Caitlin starting filming. And he was kind of like, I'm going to regret this if you don't give me a chance. Like, can I like have a chance here? She's like, no, I need to think about it, whatever. Told the rest of the guys. They were very, very anti this idea.
And honestly, rightfully so.
They were like, it's week 4. And like, we've all been here this whole time. You don't just get to. And we all had to go through casting, and this dude's like, hey, I want to be on the season.
Yeah, I'm surprised there wasn't a mutiny.
Yeah, and so she ended up being like, yeah, I want Nick to be on the season. And they fell for each other very fast. And
they had a prior connection.
And I think they picked up pretty quickly on that connection once they were in person as well. And then, obviously, like you mentioned before, they had a one-on-one date, and she was like, hey, do you want to kind of hang out back in my room? And then it was very open that they had sex that night. It was obviously pre-fantasy suites.
Pre-marriage, too.
Pre-marriage and pre-fantasy suites. And there was a lot of judgment. A lot of judgment. And Caitlin even said, like, she felt guilty, not because she felt like it was the wrong thing to do, but because she was nervous how it was going to affect the other relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is an important distinction. Like, she didn't feel guilty, like she was wrong in doing that, but she did say that she felt bad because she did not want it to affect the other relationships.
Yeah.
And this was like a big like deal that this happened, and people were very opinionated about it because it just was like the first time something like this had happened out of order of the show,
mm-hmm.
which is really weird to even think we even get to see that in intimate parts of people's
journey. And honestly, if it happens before like when it's supposed to happen in the show, who gives a shit? Like,
I don't think it should have been a big deal at all. I think that like everyone explores these relationships at their own way.
Yeah.
And the end goal here is to find someone to marry.
Yeah.
And there, I mean, sometimes figuring out, you know, the physical connection and stuff like that is part of it for some people. For mm-hmm. some people, it's not. And that's fine, too. And for some people, it is. So I don't know. I think it's definitely not a place where people should be judging how everyone kind of approaches this. But people were pissed. She told Sean. He was like the only one they really showed her tell about that. And Sean was mm-hmm. not. He was super pissed.
Yeah.
Super pissed.
Yeah. I liked Sean. Like, everything that they were showing, I liked it. I was like, this guy kind of seemed like a meathead at first, but at the same time, he was, like,
sensitive, nice guy.
Yeah, I thought he was super likable and definitely looked like Ryan Gosling. Like
a buff yeah, Ryan Gosling. A million percent. Almost more like Ryan Gosling than Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I agree with that.
I literally wrote that in my notes.
And, like, they seemed to have good chemistry. Again, I had no idea who was going to win, quote unquote.
Yeah. Well, I mean, watching the season, I thought it was very obvious that she was going to pick Sean. Like, well, for the whole time.
So similar to last week, how like early on I was like, oh, that person's going to win. I was like, oh, it looks like Sean's going to win.
I mean, she just, some of the stuff she said about Sean was just so much more intense than what she said with the other people. And I think her and Nick had a very physical like connection.
Yeah.
But I think she just connected with Sean so much deeper, and I think that was pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And then poor Nick, you get to the finale and he is again the runner up. He was like ready to propose and she stopped him,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of heartbreaking. He's like, no.
He should have stopped her. Really, or she should have stopped him earlier.
I agree. Like, he was reaching for a ring box.
Yeah.
Like, she shouldn't have let him get through the whole spiel. But I mean, they had kind of an intense conversation where she's like, this doesn't mean I didn't love you. And he's like, of course it does. Like, yeah. If you're not choosing to be with me, you clearly don't love me. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, that's not it. And she's like, I needed every second to explore. And he's like, well, yeah. And you're not picking me. He's like, and I mean, I don't blame him for being upset. I mean, I don't think he was like rude. I mean, he said like, look, I'm not trying to like be mean to you or anything, but like, mm-hmm. you're not picking me. You don't want to be with me. You don't love me. Like, that's what it is. And Kaylin was very beside herself about the whole thing.
Yeah. I sort of see, I mean, he's definitely like he's got game. Like, he's a smooth talker. He's also a shit stirrer too,
though. Oh, yeah.
And like, I think that has sort of persisted even like after the season, that he's kind of known as that sort of person. I think he's cleaned up his act a little bit.
Yeah, well, then he was on a season of Paradise, and then he went on to be The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Which I don't
know how did that go?
His season will be there or not, but.
Why?
I don't know if it's considered one of the greatest of all, or greatest seasons ever or whatever. I'm not sure if they're going to show his, but yeah, so he went on to be The Bachelor later, which his was like an out of order one, which people thought was super weird. Like, it was like a few years after he had been on Caitlyn's season.
Oh, okay.
And they were just like, Nick, and everyone was like, what?
Okay.
So Nick's season was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was I think it was questionable. Like, I don't know now, but like, if he was truly ready to like get married. I mean, he had just been engaged, almost engaged twice.
Yeah.
Fallen in love like 16 times in the past year, and then was the bachelor. And it's almost like he wasn't like a bad bachelor. He wasn't like a jerk or anything, but it was kind of like, did he actually want to get married? I don't know. He ended up picking a girl who I loved from the beginning, and they did not make it for very long after.
A lot of the guys kind of got on him for like, oh, you're not here for the right reasons. Like, all that. And while that might be true, like, I can't fault him for actually going after what he wanted to go after. Like, props to him.
And also, Kaylin could have said no. I think that's what the guys put all their anger on him. And I'm not saying they should have been angry at Kaylin, but like, Kaylin is the one who decided for him to be on the show.
Yeah.
He didn't just show up and he's like, I'm on the show now, guys. Like, she had to say it's okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it kind of pissed her off that everyone reacted so strongly against Nick, because like, she's the one who's like, I want him to be here.
One of my favorite frames from the episode, or at least, you know, what we saw last night, was, and they usually don't go to The Bachelor for like great photo stuff. I can't even speak right now. I'm kind of sleep deprived. You don't go to it for like great portraiture on the screen.
Right.
And so when they had Nick on one couch and all the guys in the
other,
like, incredible. I thought that was just like artistic, and you're like, you don't get that out of The Bachelor a whole lot.
Incredible.
So I thought
I thought Sean was maybe gonna punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Sean hated Nick. And I thought it was funny because last night, like, I mean, I follow all these people on Instagram and Twitter and stuff, and they're all tweeting and posting, and he posted about, you know, like, now he can kind of laugh about it, and he's like, gonna drink tonight since I'm getting dumped for the second time on national TV live. Mm-hmm. And Kaitlyn Bristowe commented on it on his post and was like, you should have pushed me in the pool. After he was like, I kind of wanted to push her in the pool. And she's like, you should have. But
that would have been wild.
Would have been wild. Would have been bad for his image. Bad, bad.
Yeah.
Bad. But they were coming back, and they're friends now, him and Kaitlyn are. And Kaitlyn commented, like, so happy to have you as a friend and stuff. And they're friends now. And then Sean even commented on Nick's post and was like, something about, hey, nice to see you, other guy. Because on the show, he made it clear that he didn't even call Nick his name.
Yeah.
He called him other guy.
I think it's sort of interesting how a lot of these people would bury the hatchet and like be in on the jokes.
I guess when you think, I mean, it's 5 years later, none of them are with Kaitlyn anymore. They've all gone on to do their own thing. Sean's like a big time fitness instructor, dude.
Yeah. I looked on his social medias yesterday.
He's a big fitness
and like, that's
guy.
All he fucking posts about.
Yeah. And then Nick went on to be The Bachelor. He went on to be other things, and he has a very successful podcast himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone's doing just fine.
I thought it was interesting. They never even showed the, like, Sean proposal.
So that's what's interesting, is I'm trying to figure out, so like, Sean and Kaitlyn ended up engaged for, they were together for three and a half years.
And they broke up.
And then they broke up. And I'm curious if for the foreseeable future, for all these seasons, if they're not still together, will they just not, are they only going to show engagements of people that are still together? Like, is it
all four of them?
I know. Or are they like, or like, since Caitlin is currently dating someone else seriously. Maybe they thought it would be weird to show the engagement.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking that's probably it.
Yeah.
Like, I bet they won't show Ben's engagement then. That's what we'll see next week, because Ben is also now engaged.
Yes.
So if they don't show Ben's engagement to whoever he ends up with, I'm going to ruin it for you.
Yeah, please don't.
But if they don't show it, then I think we can assume that that's what they're going to do. But it was kind of an abrupt ending. They didn't mention at all her getting engaged to Sean. They showed the Nick breakup and they're like, all right, which was weird. But really quick, before we talk about Caitlin and Jason's little interview thing. So Tanner Tolbert, you saw him for like a second. He probably didn't stand out to you really. But Tanner, who they didn't, I don't even know if he even went on a one-on-one date with Caitlin ever. But he ended up on Paradise. And he ended up meeting someone named Jade on Paradise, who was from another season.
Oh, they just had
Were they
baby in the closet?
Yes.
Okay.
She had baby in the closet. And they are having their fourth kid, I think. God, is it third or fourth?
No, I think it's third because maybe it is fourth. Because I think Chris said something to Sean last week about, like, having the most kids or whatever. Yeah,
so they are pregnant, and they've been married now for a while. And they got married after Paradise and all that. And they didn't show – I thought they would have done a little interview with, like, Tanner and – Jade to be like, hey, I mean, I don't know. They barely talked about him at all. So I thought that was weird just because that was a very notable thing to come out of. And they've been like guests on Paradise about how like it really works and whatever. So I thought it was weird that they didn't talk about Tanner.
Yeah. It's sort of interesting how the people who are on the show, like, it just becomes this own sort of incestuous community.
Oh yeah.
And like, they're almost only made for each other at this point.
Yeah, and I feel like it's just such a unique experience, and it's so easy to like bond with other people who have been through the same experience. And, and so I think that's why there is some success in people finding each other on Paradise more than on the actual Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Yeah. Well, and then like it happened with Caitlin. Like she ends up with someone else from
So Caitlin is now very seriously with Jason Tardik, who Jason was a final four guy on Becca season. And Jason might be the best guy I've ever seen on any season. Like,
really?
Jason was just such a good guy. Nice to everyone else. Class act. Super cool guy. Super friendly. Nice. I mean, he was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wanted him to be the Bachelor. Caitlin even said she wanted Jason to be the Bachelor before she met him. And then they did not pick him, obviously. And
it ended up being... Wait, whose season was he on?
It was Colton. Ended up being Colton. Because it was from Becca's season.
Six.
It ended up being Colton. And everyone wanted Jason, and people were so mad. But it ended up working out that Jason was a guest on Caitlin's podcast, and they fell in love, and now they have a house, and they have beautiful dogs. And she watched last night with Jason's mom, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
So Jason's awesome. They're a great couple. I thought it was hilarious when Chris Harrison was, like, joking about when they're going to get engaged, and she reached into his pocket, like, jokingly touched Jason's pocket and he had his AirPods case, and she was like, oh my God.
Well, I still kind of thought it was going to happen. And I thought Chris Harrison was going to ask,
will you marry Jason?
For her. Like, I thought that was the arrangement that was made. And I was like, man, that's kind of fucking cool.
That would have been interesting, and I wouldn't have been shocked at all. Yeah. But the big thing was he asked Caitlin if she's going to be on next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably have no idea the backstory of why this is a big deal.
Well, so, I know Hannah's been on it, and I know Nick has been on it. But
that's true.
I don't know if that's any more interesting than what you're about to tell me.
So Caitlin was a dancer. Like, she has been a dancer. So she has always been very passionate about, like, wanting to go on the show. Obviously, a lot of Bachelor leads had gone on before.
Yeah.
Well, then after her season, she got a call. Like, that Dancing with the Stars asked her, will you come on the show? And supposedly, Mike Fleiss said, no, that is bad for the brand. That's bad for us. Like, you're not going on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, okay. And she was super pissed. And then immediately after her, the next season, the next, like, Bachelor got to go on. And she was pissed. And it was, like, a big, big thing. Her and Mike Fleiss were, like, at odds. There was a lot of tweet wars going on because she was like, this is such a double standard. Like, I'm a dancer. I've always wanted to go on the show.
Yeah.
And why do only Bachelors get to go on this show? They never have Bachelorettes. Very rarely have Bachelorettes.
Yeah.
And she wanted to go on it so bad. And there was just that big thing. And then Mike Fleiss came out tweeting, like, I never said that. And Caitlin's like, of course you did. Otherwise, I would have gone on. Like, what are you talking about? So it was a big deal. So that's why, I don't know if you thought her reaction was, like, very strong, but...
She was very happy.
That is, like, a big reason of why this is, like, a huge deal, is because she's wanted that for so long. So him Chris Harrison working his magic to get her on was like a was a big deal. Yeah. So I'm super excited for Caitlin to be on the show.
Okay. Do you normally watch that show? So you normally watch
sometimes.
Hannah? Yeah, you kind of poked in.
Yeah, I've watched full seasons before. And if someone is on it that I care about, I'll like poke in. I do really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I will watch it when Caitlin's on it. But I mean, I like poke in from time to time. I like it. But I'm excited. So that's that. And I hope that Caitlin and Jason get engaged whenever they're ready, because I think they're awesome. I love them.
Yeah. They also talked to Claire last night.
They did.
And I feel like I didn't learn anything interesting or worthwhile.
No, and Deanna, they talked to her too. She's
what was her last name?
Well, her maiden name was Pappas, and what is her married name?
It's, I don't know, when Chris said it, I was like,
what are
huh?
you saying?
I mean, it sounds Greek.
Deanna, what was her? Because I just know it's Pappas. I don't know what her married name is.
It doesn't matter too much.
Either way. Yeah, she was a Bachelorette forever ago. Like, yeah. 12 years ago, I think they said.
Oh, wow.
And then, obviously, Claire will eventually at some point be the Bachelorette.
Yeah. So, besides, like, not showing, we'll say, breakups or Sean's proposal, like, was there anything about last night's edit that you felt was different from what you remember from the season?
Not really. The main thing was I thought it was – is that they didn't really show anything about Tanner or Ben.
Yeah.
And I thought that, especially Ben having then been the next Bachelor, I thought that while even though they're showing his season next week, they would have shown more about his connections with Caitlin and like the moments with Caitlin that informed him to be the next Bachelor.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really weird because people loved Ben. Mm-hmm. Like people were big Ben Higgins fans.
Yeah.
People still are big Ben Higgins.
Of course,
we're huge Ben Higgins fans. But it was, like, pretty clear that, like, he should be the next Bachelor, but I just don't feel like they really showed why. Like, they didn't show that.
Uh-huh.
And it was weird they ignored Tanner. That was weird. Even if they didn't show him in, the little flashbacks, it was weird they didn't do a little interview with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then not showing the proposal or any of the breakups was weird.
Strange.
Especially the Jared one, just because she talked so much about Jared, and then it was, like...
Yeah, it just kind of went away.
Yeah. What did you think of her season as a newbie? What do you think of it all around?
I think I would have really enjoyed watching it because it just seemed like a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Like in all the best ways.
Yeah.
Just starting out with like the two girls, pick 'em Survivor style.
Yep.
Like that was super interesting. I think there was definitely like some good shakeups with Nick coming in.
Yeah.
I think it would have been frustrating though too, similar to how Hannah's season was when she kept Luke around.
Yeah.
Like I would have wanted Nick to not be around. Not my type of dude. I think I would have enjoyed watching the season. I definitely think like it would have made for really good TV, which is probably why it was greatest seasons ever.
And again, I loved Caitlin because I think like Hannah B ended up having some Caitlin vibes a little bit, but Caitlin is just so herself and is very much like what you see is what you get. I imagine she's exactly the same off camera as she is on. And she just seems very genuine to me on the show. And I
also
really
found out she was Canadian. She threw in a boot one time and I was like, oh.
She is Canadian, yes. I love her. And I think my superlative for the week is I think she had the best group of guys.
Really?
Yeah. I think she had so many, like, she easily could have picked Jared. She easily could have picked Ben. She easily could have picked Nick. She could have picked Sean. She could have, I mean.
Clinton, JJ, package
maybe not
deal.
Clinton, JJ. Even, and Tanner was cool. Even Ben Z, I know they showed him for like 2 seconds.
She called him a babe soda.
Yeah, babe soda. I liked Ben Z a lot too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think she had a lot of like really good guys on her season. And the fact that so many of them, probably more than any other season, ended up being prominent figures in Bachelor Nation in whatever way.
Yeah.
Shows that like she had a lot of good guys on her season.
Cool.
So she definitely, and I think she's friends with a lot of them. So.
Yeah. Well, we hope that you're friends with a lot of our social media accounts.
Wow.
Even though we don't have a Facebook, and that's where you friend people.
That was quite the transition. But regardless of how terrible Evan's transition was, please follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at Batch Please Pod. Shoot us a message. Let us know what you thought about Caitlin's week of her season or any other seasons or who you'd like to see or if you thought there was anything different when you watched it that they didn't show, anything, any of your thoughts. We'd love to hear them. Or you can send us an email. Evan Witt is our email.
batchpleasepod@gmail.com.
You really had to look at me to know if that was right, didn't you? It's
reassuring.
That is correct, yes. So please reach out, let us know your thoughts, and we're super excited to talk about Ben Higgins season next week.
Yeah, and if you haven't, make sure you do still check out batchdiversity.com to sign their petition, learn a little bit more about what they're up to. And yeah, I don't think we're going to have Ben on next week. You know, we're already
close friends.
That well has run dry for us, but yeah, we're already close friends. We don't want to bother our good buddy. So yeah, we'll be here next week. Back in action.
Batch in action.
Batch in action, baby.
Have a good week, everyone. See you soon.
Later. Bye.